The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, resurrection power from today is coming your way. Resurrection power for today has just begun. Resurrection power for today has just begun. It is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Town near Ebony Hotel. Li prokoto ripapa kata kaba yakata. I papa li keteke proto kaba rabasta. That is our signature. We begin by speaking in tongues. We begin by declaring the blood. We begin by declaring the power of the Holy Spirit. We begin by thanking the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is no God like unto thee. There is no God like unto thee. Father, there is no God. There is no God. There is no God unto thee. There is no God like 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 unto thee. Blessed, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are the giver of daily bread. You are the supplier of strength. You are the supplier of wisdom. You are the supplier of grace. You are the supplier of favor. You are the supplier of every quality we need, O God, for today. You are the supplier. You are the supplier of every good and every perfect gift. You are the giver of life. 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 You are the healer. You are the healer. You are the healer. You are the source of every good thing. You are the source of every good thing. You are the source of every good thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my Yakaro, Takribos Tokomo Lakara, Ibepe Etekibara, the source of life, the source of provision, the source of good health, the source of good health, the source of good health. The source of solution, the source of solution, the source of permanent solution, perfect solution, perfect solutions, perfect solutions, perfect solutions, perfect solutions,
perfect solutions.
Haparabashata kabaya kata kabaya.
The source of ideas.
Le prokutura babaita kaba. Bali karanto saprete ke barato kasata kaba. Ipepe teke baro, grato kas, lepepe teke proto rabashaka, lepepe itele prokoto rabashaka, lipapa likato lakreto karabas teke basanda, aita kuli bazi kali prata kura basanta, kapali katu arata kushkarato kas teke basende, liprokoto rata kushaka la prete ke barato, ali baranto kas teke balokoto kaprete eburata. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we say. Hala rabashata kabayaka takabayaka takabaya.
We say, take all your celebration. We celebrate your holy name this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Ibeleketele brokutu karabashanda kaba. Ibebeketeke barokutu kabrite ebastu kabayata. Mali karando kastiki bashuka. Ilebebe itete baru katakabaya. Bali karanto si prokuturati. Imasu kali prokutu baba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Librekete ki bara. Librekete ki bara kata. Librekete ki baru kutu kabaya. Libaba lukutu kabali kete ki bala. Libaba lekete ki balu kutu kabali. Libaba lukutu kabali kete ki balu. Librokutu kabali kete ki balu. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshekete kebara. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We exalt you, O Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come. Your name alone be praised. Your name alone be glorified. Unto you be all the glory this morning. We thank you for a brand new life that you've given unto us to live in a brand new day, to express you, to express your glory, to express your goodness and mercy for the whole world to know that indeed you are God and you are King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for choosing us to become your children.
Amen.
We thank you for choosing us to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
Amen.
We thank you for blessing us so much.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, we come before you through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we come to your throne through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Let the blood pave the way for us. We saturate our atmosphere and environment with the blood. We soak ourselves also in the blood.
Amen.
We put on the whole armor of God.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask that the Holy Spirit will come and lead us and direct us. For we don't know what to pray except the Holy Spirit that knows the mind of God should download the prayers. Let the Holy Spirit Google the mind of God for us right now. The very things that God wants to hear. The very things that the Lord wants us to address so that we pray them. Father, we have come to receive power for today. Power for today. Lord, help us. Without you, we cannot. Without you, we are not. But with you, we are. With you, we can. So Holy Spirit, help us. We are grateful. We surrender and submit unto you. Have your way in our lives. Father, I commit everyone that is online now into your hands. And those who will be joining later, that you give each and every one of us a divine encounter that will bring transformation, that will bring solutions, that will bring answers, that will end battles, that will shut down all foundations, negative ones, negative patterns. We thank you, Father,
amen,
for your leadership in Jesus' mighty name. Give us, O God, stable networks, O God.
Amen.
Stable networks, we pray. Stable networks, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. As I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Town near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Worldwide, and his team. We give glory to God for today. I first of all want to thank God for the lives of each and every one of us who is online. This morning, once again, we are commanding fruitfulness, productivity, result, and greater ways by confronting our foundations. So you can just write commanding fruitfulness, dot, 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 dot. Immediately you see fruitfulness, then others connect. By confronting our foundations. By confronting our foundations. I want to thank God for the testimonies that I am beginning to receive. Yesterday I had a testimony because we left here at 4:30 a.m. and I was driving. I couldn't have the chance to go on my phone. But when we were returning, in fact, we got back to Accra after 10 p.m. Yes, after 10 p.m., we got home. And then when we stopped over somewhere around 8 p.m. to purchase something, the lady pastor was purchasing something with the team. Then I felt I should go on my phone, and I tell you, I had three testimonies. In fact, a brother, has just discovered the source of his delay, the source of his backwardness, the source of his stagnation in life, that it is a foundation of anger, the foundation of anger. And that on Monday, whilst I was speaking about the anger of Moses, he just saw anger in his family, and he saw what anger has done to them. He typed a message and then an audio voice. I think he's still online now, a very prominent brother. And I also replied, I said, my brother, I also have the problem with anger. And God has really worked on me. Anger has really caused me from my father. Yes. Yes. And I tell you, one of my sisters has a name, a certain name that Moses' sister has. And I tell you, I thank God that now she doesn't get angry. I tell you. So I am going to repeat. We are going to be hearing things like this. Another person also said that my situation is connected to Ruby. Pastor, we don't aspire for greater things. When we get something small, we are there. Even though you see that we can do more. Even when people, our children, our friends are telling us that, oh, we can do more. So and so, we don't want to hear it at all. So, Pastor, I see that my situation is like Reuben. Wait, oh, there are a lot of foundations. So all these tribes, they have foundations. So if you want to go there, everybody, you will see yourself. Even if you are not, listen, we are carrying natural blood. Today I'm going to say some things before we go to foundation. I am recording myself, even though it is being recorded. This is so important. The Holy Spirit said, please record this, and then because something is going to come out of this. Beloved, I pray that the Lord will grant me the grace to just, say things as they are, not to offend anybody, but then to present the word of God. Because we have become so diplomatic, and the devil is using diplomacy to cheat us and to settle us for less. To cheat us and to settle us for less. The scripture, basic scripture on foundations as we know it, are in Psalm 11 verse 3. Today I want to read from the English Standard Version. English Standard Version of Psalm 11 verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Friday, I will use the 26th translation. Psalm 82 verse 5. Psalm 82 verse 5. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaking. When they say all the foundations of the earth are shaking, any system that is human is shaking. Any system that is human is not permanent. Even this creation that God created, it will come to an end. This earth will come to an end. Everything that is physical is not permanent. It is shaking. That's why you shouldn't die for your party. Even though you should belong to your party, your party's ideology, pray for your party and believe in your party and your president that the Lord will work through him to bring, joy to people and better people's lives. Don't die for your party. Die for Jesus Christ. Because no natural system, no natural, foundation is permanent. Don't cry for things that are not permanent, but cry for eternal life. Cry for eternal blessings. Cry for your salvation, which is permanent. And then Romans chapter in New Testament, the New Testament used the word root, which is just the same. Romans chapter 11, verse number 16. If the dough, like the corn dough that we eat, like the corn dough that we eat, is using this as an illustration. If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lamp. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. I explained to you this scripture, why we pay first fruit and why we should pay tithe. That part that you remove, it has made the rest holy. It has sanctified the 90%. Or if it is first fruit, that first salary that you sacrificed has sanctified all the monies that will come into your hand for the year. First fruit is once, and then we have part. And then tithe is monthly. Your monthly responsibility, and tithe is just your kindergarten test. If you pass in tithe, you pass in all other ways of giving. But today we are dealing with foundations. Now, I want to say this, that our salvation in Christ is eternally holistic. Our salvation in Christ is eternally holistic. The price that Jesus paid is eternally complete. When he said in John chapter 19 verse 30, tetelestai, teleo, tetelestai, it is finished. It was eternally and permanently finished. Our sins were eternally and permanently forgiven. Look, in fact, when God sees you, he has no record of your past sins. No, he has no record. He sees you, as a righteous person in Christ. You are a new creation, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 17. And you are complete. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. We are what? Complete in him. There is nothing left to be done. Jesus said it is finished. And he sent the Holy Spirit to come and live in us, to live the finished work. Say, to live the finished work. To live the finished work. That is Christianity. Christianity is living the finished work. Somebody should write it for me. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. We call it the way, people of the way. A way of life. And that life is called living. Living, L-I-V-I-N-G, to live. Living the finished work of Christ. Living the finished work of Christ. Living that victorious work. Living and manifesting that victory over sin, victory over Satan, victory over death, victory over hell. Sozo. That Greek word sozo, salvation, is holistic. It includes deliverance. It includes healing. It includes whatever, protection. It is holistic. And we are to live it. And how do we live it? Daily confessions. Daily meditations. Daily meditations on the word. Daily awareness. Awareness first. Consciousness. Awareness. Consciousness. Awareness, consciousness of what Christ has done, who you are in him, and what you have inherited. And from the awareness, you meditate, you confess it in your mouth, and then you live it. That's how we live. Amen. But listen, we have responsibility to examine our natural foundations. We have the responsibility because we are still living in the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 to 21, 22, that you see, you read. We're still living in the flesh, which is the fallen nature, the fallen flesh, and we are still living in the fallen world. This world is not yet born again. It is our spirit that is born again. Jesus dwells in our spirit. I am telling you, Our spirit is a new spirit, but our spirit has a soul and living in the body. This body is just a house that is housing your new spirit. Our spirit has the desire. That's why we have been given the word of God. Yes. And then prayer. So that we as we read, as you are listening right now, something is happening to you. You are being transformed. You are being washed. You are being washed spiritually. You are being purged and washed and cleansed by the words that you are receiving. Because Jesus said, the word, you have been washed by the words that I've spoken. Yes. So that is how it is. Anytime you are reading the Bible, meditating, or listening to the word, a washing, a cleansing is taking place. And that cleansing is transforming you into what? The image of Christ. So that you live like Christ. But you know something? There is a process. But the fact is that we are still living in what? The flesh. And we are living in a fallen world. And because of that, you and I have the responsibility. Have the responsibility. You know, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. I am just building this on, especially because of theologians that are online. One of my professors who taught me developmental theology said, I follow you. You are doing well. Congratulations. Yes. So, they will be marking me so that they don't withdraw their certificate. Yes. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, after God created man and put him in the garden. Let's see. Genesis 2, 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and keep it. To work it and what? Keep it. That word, work and keep. In fact, we have the word shama, 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 and the other Greek word. Sorry, the other Hebrew word. Yes. One of them is shama. And in Hebrew, when we look at shama, let me look at the word shama in Hebrew. Genesis chapter 2. Verse number 15. Yes. To garden, to dress it. King James, dress it. That is obad. Obad and shama. Obad means to work it, to serve it, to labor. That is to what? To till the land, to cultivate the land. Yes. The first, what we call it, the first career that God gave to man was what? Farming. 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 To till the land. Fine. And then the other word to till the land, to work it, and to keep it. The keeping is what? Shama. Shama. S-H-A-M-A-R. To shama. Shama has to protect. It means to protect, to build a fence around it. That's the idea. To hedge it. It is from shama that we have fence wall. The fence walls that we have today, they are all coming from shama. That word, shama. To fence around it. And why fence wall? Why fencing it? Because Lucifer, who has become Satan, the devil, the dragon, has been cast down. Because that spirit is already around. So man wants to do what? To protect it. To build a hedge around it. In fact, the word there is that you have the responsibility to watch out. That's the word. Watch out. So in the same way in Christ, even though our salvation is holistic, we have the responsibility to watch out. Watch out what goes on in your life. Watch out what is going on in family. Watch out how your life is. Watch out. Unfortunately, look, the devil has settled us for less. Oh, this one is normal. It's normal for women. It's normal for men. Look, you can't have everything. Oh, this world, not everything will work for you. What has come, just accept it. Look at how the devil is settling us for less. He said, examine your foundations. Watch out. Watch out. Don't just accept things. Oh, at this age, you can't become pregnant. Oh, at this age. So, and then the devil has settled us for less. When we are serving a miracle-working God, who gives us without measure, who has no limitation, my goodness, God help us. Have mercy on us. So you see, it is our responsibility to do what? To watch out. And that is why, precious people of God online, that is why we must understand the meaning of the price that Christ has paid for us. What does it mean to us? That's why we should understand our position in Christ. And that is why we should understand what we have inherited. These three things, they are the things Satan doesn't want us to know. Lack of knowledge, my people perish. He dreads. In fact, he's shaking that you get to understand. You get to understand. Satan is always shaking that you will come to understand the finished work of Christ. That you come to understand your position in Christ. That you come to understand what you have inherited. In fact, the moment you understand this and your mind is on it, and the word of God is in you, anytime so and so comes, there are scriptures you quote. It is written here. It is this. And this is about me. He is finished. I'm telling you, he is finished. You live a fruitful life. You live a better life. But because we don't know this, the devil uses our foundations to limit us. He uses our natural foundations to do what? To limit us. And what God said to Adam and Eve in Genesis 2:15, to keep it, to work it, and to keep it. The same thing under inspiration, the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 13 and 14. Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This word work that is used there, it is not like religion where you are trying to appease God to forgive you. No, Christ has done that one. Working out your salvation is be responsible. Be responsible of your salvation. Philippians 2, 13, 12 and 13. Work out your salvation with fear and what? Trembling. And part of the working out your salvation is examining your foundations. Let me tell you what the Holy Spirit was just telling me this morning. We didn't wake up early because yesterday we slept late. But then we thank God. As I was just putting things down, the Holy Spirit just referred me. Look, we want to look at two scriptures. When God created a man, Adam, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7, that God breathed into man, and man became a living being. A living being. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And this man became a living creature. It was the breath into the clay One day God showed me this in the garden whilst I was walking, I mean praying. I just saw a huge, like statue, human being, statue, a huge thing. I can't describe it. Very big. If I mean, it lying in front of me. And then I stopped like that. And the Lord said, this is how I created man. Then something like a cloud, came and settled on that. And then the man started rising. The man just sat up like God said, that is my breath. Continue your walk in prayer. I said, wow. You know, in 2 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 46. 1 Corinthians, let's see Genesis 2:7. The counterpart in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. No, verse 46. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 46. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. Look, natural came first before the spirit. Man was first created out of clay or from the ground. It is the breath of God, that is the spirit, that gave man life. That's why human being is a spirit. Now, let me connect this to foundation. First, the natural. So you see, the spirit of the devil, evil spirit, they take advantage of nature. Anything natural is a slave to the spirit. That is why if you are just natural, you are a slave. You are a slave. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We need Christ. Let me say this again. The spirit always takes advantage of the natural. The natural is always a slave to the spirit. The natural is always a slave to the spirit. That is why we need to examine what our foundations. Because we are carrying the natural blood. There is a bloodline. Yes. First the natural, then the spirit. The spirit knows. I'm talking about evil spirit or Holy Spirit. They know our foundations. They know our foundations and they take advantage of what our foundation. In fact, that is why we need to deal with what our foundations. Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says that there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are God in Christ Jesus. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For those who walk according to the Spirit and not the flesh. For those who walk according to the Spirit and not the flesh. Therefore, there is therefore now in Christ, no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Are you seeing two laws there? The law of the spirit and three laws. The law of the spirit, the law of sin, the law of death. Look, sin is a person. Death is a person. Sin is a spirit. Death is a spirit. You see, these laws, they still exist. Do we still die? Do we die physically? Die? That's the law of death. We die spiritually. We die physically. Sin is still there. The same way foundations are still there. Every foundation has a spirit that connects to it. I'm telling you, every foundation has a spirit, ancestral foundation, family foundation, parental foundation, personal self-established foundations. They have a spirit. They have a strong man. But do you know, in Christ, you can detach yourself from every inherited foundation. In Christ Jesus, you can detach yourself. I'm telling you, you can detach yourself because now in Christ Jesus, we have a new foundation. And it is that foundation that should overshadow. And that foundation can only take over by the way we live. What we do with the word of God. I'm telling you, unfortunately, our old foundations are still persisting because we are still living like people of this world. Yes, politicians are determining our future. Governments are determining our future. Yesterday, I was speaking to the student when they saw that we were old students. We finished this school, so and so. They were shouting and at the library. I was just encouraged. I said, look, steady, 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 steady. Don't think about any government. Don't think about anybody. Steady. Make your march and pray because your destiny is in the hands of God. Yes, our government, we need to pray for them that when they come, they will establish systems that will be a blessing to mankind and better the physical condition. Yes, but let me tell you, no government will determine your destiny. No human being is God. That's why you must know God for yourself and always examine your foundation. Let me say this. Even a pastor's son or daughter, my salvation doesn't cover my children. That I am born again. Born again is individualistic. Your parents' salvation doesn't cover you. Rather, it is your parents' foundation. It is the foundation I'm laying in Christ now. That is what covers my children. The foundation that your parents, your grandparents have laid. Yesterday, when I was showing them where Tupaiko was, then I remember, your battles are from this place. Your battles are from the mountain. I was showing them the what is left. How do we call it? What is left? What is left of Tupaiko? How do we call what is left? No. Something that is left. There is a word.
Remnant.
Remnant is human being.
Okay.
But an object that is left. Yes. The relish. Is it a relish or something? What is left of Tupaiko? Look at it. This is what is left. No power now. But the spirit is still fighting. Huh? Residue. Okay, residue. It is there. We saw it. See, that is what a foundation. So you need to continue to fight and to deal with it. Otherwise, your natural foundation can even disconnect you from your salvation. Look, we have been talking about Moses, anger, Simeon. I've read the scripture. Go back to Monday message. How did it become a foundation? Because of what Simeon and Levi did. Levi and Simeon. What they did,
their anger was cursed.
In Genesis 49, he said, you, let me not be with you. In your anger, you destroy. So I curse your anger. It means that your anger will rob you of testimonies. Your anger will block doors. Your anger will limit you. Your anytime you get... Please, let me explain this. We have natural anger. Natural, everything has the natural one. In marriage, feeling for sex is natural. It's not sinful. We have natural anger. We have natural whatever. We have natural. It is there. But the devil, evil spirit takes advantage of what? The natural. So the moment you get angry, which... It is your right to be angry. Be alert. Be alert because the spirit is also hot around. The spirit of anger is around to make it is a spiritual thing, to make it worse. So the moment you get angry, natural one, begin to check yourself. Every feeling, natural one, begin to know that. The moment, and like the foundation, when something happens, one, it's an announcement. Two, it's witness. Three, it has become a foundation. It has become a foundation. So in Genesis chapter 49, Genesis chapter 49, I'm looking back to this thing. In Genesis chapter 49, Jacob cursed the anger of Levi and Simeon. So what he said simply means that your anger will destroy you. Your anger will block your chances. Your anger will limit you. Anytime you get angry, you will lose something. Your anger will cause you to lose something. Your anger will produce this. Your anger this. Your anger that. Yes. Yes. And that is where, that was where Moses was coming from. I am looking at where I wrote, I mean, those things. Moses is coming from the tribe of Levi. And Moses didn't deal with the foundation of anger. On three occasions, Moses exhibited anger. First one, hey, when he came, two Israelis, I mean, an Egyptian and an Israeli were fighting. He went and killed the Egyptian and buried him. Anger. Second one, I think Exodus 32 or, yes, 32, yes, 32 or 33. He went to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. That was where he had the tablets. On Monday, I gave you the scriptures. Everything is clear. I'm just looking for them. I don't know where I've written them. Yes. And they are there. You just go back to Monday. The scripture specifics are there. So this one, let me just paraphrase quickly and then we pray. Yes. Second time when he expressed anger, by the time he came from the mountain with the tablets, what happened? Aaron too, out of anger. Moses is keeping long. And he was the one who was there now to keep them. Aaron, we want to worship God. Aaron, we want to worship, we want to sacrifice. Aaron. Aaron to anger, pressure, anger. They said, everybody, give me your jewels. Then Aaron manufactured a golden calf. These are your gods. You want to worship a god? This is the god. Begin to worship it. Anger, Aaron. When Moses arrived and saw what Aaron has done, anger, he threw down the two tablets, broke them. Anger, number two, is not a witness. Numbers 20, verse 1 to 8. The people need water. In Exodus 17, Moses used to strike the rock when they needed water. Strike the rock, water will come. But now, Numbers 20, God said, speak. Gather the leaders and then stand before the rock and speak. Oh, the leaders say, give us water, give us. They were pressing anger. Instead of speaking, he struck the rock. Water came out because God didn't want to disgrace him. But after that, it became a foundation. It became what? A foundation. In fact, the devil said, God, you are the just God. Oh, you are the just God. You are the just God. So this one, it is finished for Moses. And look at the prayer. Look at what Moses did in Deuteronomy. I just want to read this and then we pray. If at any time I read this, tears comes into my eyes. Even as we are going to read, I'm beginning to feel something. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse number 23. When Moses was telling the new generation Israel about what happened to him. Because of your fathers, I couldn't enter the promised land. God said, I will not enter. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23. And I pleaded. Let me start from verse 21. And I commanded Joshua at the time, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done, verse 21, to these two kings. So will the Lord do it, do to all the kings, all the kingdoms into which you are crossing. Verse 22, you shall not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you. Verse 23, and I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, verse 24, O Lord God, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven? God, Moses was rapping God to change his mind. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such things and mighty as yours? 25. Please let me go over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, that good hill country and Lebanon. But the Lord, verse 26, but the Lord was angry with me because of you and will not listen to me. And the Lord said to me, enough from you. Do not speak to me about this matter again. Enough. Moses, the dockets are closed. Go up to the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, northward, and southward, and eastward, and look at it with your eyes. For you shall not go over this Jordan. You will enter it. You will only see. God told Moses, you will not enter it. You will only see it with your eyes. You will only see it with your eyes. What? Anger. Anger, foundation of anger. Because Moses came from the tribe of Levi. I don't know whether Friday I will tell you about the foundation of David. The foundation of Samson. Why that thing happened to Samson. Please, we are all carrying foundations. It is your responsibility to deal with your foundations. Oh, please, we have national foundations that I am a Ghanaian. We have a continental foundation. I am an African. We have continental foundations, national foundations. In fact, one time I went to Ethiopia and my God, Ethiopia people, they look frail. They don't look fat. And we went, I was staying at Hotel Wangara. And the place is like a nation. There is a place that looks like Kati or Threshville. Threshville, when you go to Abidjan. Is it Threshville? Threshville, yes. You go to Abidjan, where Ghana. It's like Kaneshi. Threshville, it's like Kaneshi. Ethiopia, Hotel Wangara. You pass there, you go to Ethiopia. A place. So Africa, we are just the same. Egypt, I transit in Egypt. I've stayed in Egypt for 2 days. I mean, Africans, even though they are fair, but the place is well developed. But when you look at us, you can see similarities. So we are African foundation. Threshville, yes, Threshville. Okay, Threshville. Yes, because I've been to Abidjan several times. Threshville. You see, and then we have what? Regional foundations. We have tribal foundations. We have family foundations. We have parental foundations. We have personal foundations. These are the things that, look, somebody, you have served an idol. You have lived a certain kind of life in the past. And then you came to Christ and you want a miracle to just happen. Yes, it is true. Your past is gone, but the devil will fight you over your past. So you must use your new life in Christ to do what? To stop him. Meanwhile, Sunday school, you don't go. The word of God. You don't open. You are still living a casual. You are, no, then you are not serious. So we want to deal with our foundation now. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for this revelation. That in Christ, I have inherited a new foundation. Thank you for my new foundation in Christ. Let the lady pastor continue to lead you. Just let's thank God for our new foundation in Christ.
Thank God for your new foundation in Christ. Father, we thank you and bless you for the new foundation that you have given us in Christ. We thank you for our new foundation in Christ. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the word that has come. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you, Lord, for the exposition. Yes, Lord, we are grateful for your word that has come. We thank you, Lord, your word that is the law on which, Father, our prayers will work. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for a new foundation in Christ. Father, we thank you for a new foundation in Christ. We bless your holy name for a new foundation in Christ that is able to neutralize and nullify every negative foundation, evil foundation we have inherited. Yes, Lord, from our ancestry, from our parents, from our family, from our bloodline. We thank you for a new foundation in Christ. That is solid. That is powerful. We thank you for a new foundation in Christ. We glorify you, Lord. We say thank you so much, Father, for how you have made us. The new status you have given to us. The new level you have given to us. Yes, in Christ Jesus. We thank you for our new foundation in Christ. We celebrate you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, be unto you, Lord. We are so happy. We are so thankful. Father, for your new foundation, the new foundation you have given us in Christ. We give you glory, we give you all the praise. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Please, let's take this. You know something? Ironically, my salvation doesn't affect my children. Your salvation is individualistic. You are not saved for anybody. You are saved alone. But your foundation affects your children. I'm telling you, my foundation, my father's foundation, and my foundation, my grandfather's foundation is still there. That one, it affects them. That's why the Bible says in Revelation 14:13, anytime we are burying people, this is the scripture we quote. The last thing, your works will follow you. This is the end of man. Your works will do what? Follow you. Just as we inherit our parents, they build for us. When somebody look at you physically, you carry your father's image. You carry your mother's image. Because he's blood physically. He's in you. So you have inherited things. Everything. Even though you are a new person in Christ. So you must use the blood of Jesus and the word of God to deal with your foundations, because there is a spirit that is taking advantage of that foundation. Look, the things I know you don't know. I've entered into homes, politicians. When I started as a young, this thing, God's hand was upon me. If I tell you places I have entered, it will shock you. But God had to detach me. God had to hide me and train me and break me. Take me to the process. Otherwise, I would have become like Isaiah, who was prophesying in the days of King Uzziah. He was just saying, prophesying good prophecies, but he wasn't prayerful. He was until, so God had to kill King Uzziah. And the year that King Uzziah died is the year that Isaiah saw the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord, you know. So, you know, and I tell you, some homes, you enter into some homes. Look, if they don't tell you sit down, you cannot sit. But when they begin to tell you the problem, look, in my heart, I always say, God, I thank you for my family from which I come from. That's why we don't need to compare. We only see things outwardly, but you don't know the foundations. This building, can you see the foundation? Can you see the foundation of a building? Foundation is always hiding. Foundation only manifests. When we have a story building foundation, we have single flat foundation. A story building foundation is deeper than a ground house foundation. So foundation, they only manifest in people's lifestyles. I'm a pastor, but I need to deal with my foundations. And my children also need to deal with all that foundation. Anything they see from me, which is happening to them. One day, Enoch had a dream. When Enoch told me the dream, I said, Jesus, what happened to my grandfather, happened to my father, happened to me, is going to happen to my son? No. I am telling you, foundations are real. If you don't deal with them, they will deal with you. But do you know something? As we pray, we are going to spend 15 to 20 minutes now. By 7:30. This one is expected. Please, when we begin to pray, as we are praying this foundation, look, certain problems will cease. Solutions will begin to come. I'm telling you, certain doors will begin to change. Look, you will find yourself in a certain realm. You will find yourself in, look, things will just begin to work out, especially things that are connected to your foundations. Yes, things that are connected to your foundations. Because we are dealing with the spirit. We are dealing with the strong man of the foundation. So as we are praying, please pray much. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare any foundation that I have inherited, any negative foundation that is manifesting in any aspect of my life, continental foundations. National foundations, tribal foundations, family foundations, parental foundations, personal foundations, any foundation, negative
foundation
that the enemy is using, that the devil is using, that witches and wizards are using, that the powers of darkness are using, to fight my fruitfulness.
To fight my fruitfulness.
To fight my productivity.
To fight my productivity.
To fight my greater works.
To fight my greater
works. To fight my results.
To fight my results.
To rob me.
Rob me.
To delay my fruitfulness.
To delay my fruitfulness.
To delay my productivity.
To delay my productivity.
To delay my results.
To delay my results.
To delay my greater works.
To delay my greater works.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
I detach myself. I break out of family foundations. I break out of personal foundations. I detach in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus
Christ. Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That places a limitation on me.
That places a limitation on me.
That places an embargo on me.
That places an embargo on me.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That places a limitation.
That places a limitation.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
On any aspect of my life.
Any aspect of my life.
I break that foundation.
I break that foundation.
I break that foundation.
With
the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood
and the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost.
I break that foundation. And I break myself out.
I
break that foundation. And I break myself out.
I break
that foundation.
And
I break myself out.
I break
that foundation. And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out. Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That has placed.
That has
any limitation.
Any limitation.
Any embargo.
Any embargo.
Any aspect of my life.
With
the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I break that foundation. And I break myself out. I break that foundation. And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out.
I break that foundation.
And I break myself out. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is defining
that
my life.
That is defining my life.
That is defining.
Defining my life.
It's just like restriction. Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is restricting
that
me.
That is restricting
that
me.
That is defining.
That is defining.
What my life should
what
be.
What my life should
what
be.
What my marriage should
what
be.
What my marriage
what
should be.
What my career should be.
What my career
how
should be.
How far I should go.
How far I should
any
go.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is defining
that
my
is
life.
Defining my
that
life.
Is putting
that
restriction.
Is putting restrictions.
On me.
On me.
Kabula kata kabayaka. Say in the mighty name of Jesus
in
Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any continental foundation.
Any continental foundation.
Any national foundation.
Any national foundation.
Any tribal foundation.
Any tribal foundation.
Any ancestral foundation.
Any ancestral foundation.
Any family foundation.
Any family foundation.
Any personal foundation.
Any personal foundation.
Any environmental foundation.
Any environmental foundation.
That is defining my life.
That is defining my life.
That is placing restriction.
That is placing restriction.
On how far I can go.
On how far I can go.
How far I can go.
On how far I can go.
On how far I can go.
On how far I can
on
go.
On how far I can
on
go in life.
How far I can go in
how
life.
How far should things
how
work for me?
How far should things work
today,
for me? Today.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus
and the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I scatter those foundations.
I scatter those foundations.
I scatter those foundations.
I scatter those foundations.
I break them out.
Break them
I destroy
out.
Them.
I destroy
and
them.
I scatter them.
And I scatter
I destroy them.
I destroy them.
I scatter
them.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy
and scatter. Any foundation.
That is defining
that
my life.
That is defining my life.
I destroy and scatter.
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 It is working.
It is working.
I destroy and scatter. With the blood of Jesus Christ. With the Holy Ghost power and fire, I destroy that foundation.
I destroy and scatter
that foundation.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy and scatter that foundation.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy and scatter that foundation.
I destroy and scatter.
I destroy and scatter that foundation.
I destroy and scatter. I detach my self. Les bébés étaient que baroque au cabré, mali carado castique basso, les bébés étaient que baroque au cabaya, balai que t'étais que balai. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
I now command
every spirit
operating
any foundation
against me
every strong man operating any foundation
against me.
Let the spirit
and the strong man
be nailed to the cross. I bind them and nail them to the cross. The spirit and the strong man of the foundation. The spirit and the strong man of the foundation. The spirit and the strong man of the foundation. The spirit and the strong man behind the foundation of the foundation of the foundation of the foundation that is limiting me, of the foundation that is fighting me, of the foundation that is delaying me, of the foundation that is denying me, what belongs to me.
Let the spirit
and the strong man of the foundation, I bind the spirit and the strong man. spirit, it is working, beloved. It is working. The spirit and the strong man. 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 I bind the name of Jesus. I bind a nail. 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 I bind a nail.
And I nailed them to the cross. Yes, O Lord.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let my old foundation.
Yes, let my old
Let them die.
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 Let them be eternally
separated from me.
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 Not a saint.
Not a saint.
Not a shadow.
Not a shadow.
Of them should be found around me.
Should
be found connected to me.
Should be found connected to me.
Should be found connected to me.
Should be found connected to me.
Should be found connected to me.
Should be found connected to
any area of my life.
Should be found connected to any area of my life.
Yes, Lord,
the strong man and the spirit of
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, the Lord was teaching me something yesterday. You know who you should take as a spiritual covering and father? Now, when you are taking anybody as a spiritual father and covering, it should be determined by the battles the person has fought. The battles the person has won. So anybody you want to take as your spiritual covering, investigate the person. Look, my spiritual father, I have a lot of spiritual fathers. The natural spiritual father who trained me, he has survived 10 accidents. 10 accidents. 10 accidents. The things that man has survived and is still alive. But he has suffered a lot of death. You see, what your spiritual father has survived becomes your covering. But what he has not been able to survive, he should become your warfare. That even though my spiritual father is this, he has survived this. This is my covering. But this one, he hasn't survived. I overcome it. It never come to me. It will never be repeated in my life. God knows why he couldn't survive it. Maybe the person doesn't have this message you are hearing. Because revelation, I'm telling you, we overcome by what? By the blood
of the Lamb
and by the word of what?
Our testimony.
Do you know the word of our testimony? Partly is the revelation. My people are destroyed for all. Lack of knowledge. So maybe he doesn't have this knowledge to deal with this thing. But you are having it. Yes, you are having it. Papa Uma Upai, I investigated him. I read about him. When I went, I asked. Oh, he spoke to me. This and this and this and that. Yes. So you should know who to take as your covering. And always pray. If your covering is still alive, pray for him. That he will continue to be an effective physical covering. Because the battle he has won, you have already won them. I'm telling you. The battle he has won, he covers you. Those battles don't come to you. Jesus Christ is our original covering. I'm telling you. So say right now, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
My new foundation. I am carrying the blood of Jesus. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Yes,
I am a new creation.
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 Christ Jesus.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation. I am complete.
Li papa rekete paruku tu kabaya kata.
Li prekete kabaya.
Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let my new foundation.
Let my new foundation.
Overshadow me.
Like a garment. Like a garment.
Let my new
let
foundation.
My new foundation.
Overshadow me.
Like a garment.
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 Let my new foundation.
My new foundation.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Become like a garment.
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 Become like
saturate
a garment.
My atmosphere.
Saturate my
saturate
atmosphere.
My environment.
Saturate my
let
environment.
Let my new foundation.
Let my new foundation.
Advertise me.
Advertise me.
Advertise me.
Advertise me.
Introduce me.
Open doors for me.
Open doors,
open doors for me.
Open doors,
open doors for me.
Open doors for me.
In
the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Let my new foundation advertise me. Open doors for me. Yes, define my life. Let my new foundation define every aspect of my life. Let my new foundation in Christ. Yes, so Lord, define every aspect of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I shut down your old foundation.
Jesus' name.
I shut down the voices of your old foundation.
Amen.
I shut down any voice of any negative foundation.
Amen.
I shut those voices down.
Amen.
I shut those voices
Jesus
down in your
name.
Atmosphere and environment. I command those voices
Slow.
To be silent.
Slow.
Permanently silent
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And I declare that the voice of your new foundation in Christ should overshadow you.
Amen.
The voice of your new foundation in Christ should overshadow you.
Amen.
Should determine and define you.
Yes, Lord.
Should determine and define you.
Yes, Lord.
Should determine and define you.
Yes, Lord.
And open doors for you.
Amen.
Advertise you.
Amen.
Introduce you.
Amen.
Usher you.
Amen.
Into great things.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, unfortunately, we empower our foundation. This is what the Spirit is saying. Unfortunately, we empower our foundations with our language. What we say about ourselves, how we talk, and our lifestyle. That is what empowers our foundations. Somebody should write it. What empowers our foundation? Sometimes we empower our old foundations. Instead of now talking as a child of God, manifesting the Spirit of Christ, we still talk like unbelievers. We still think like unbelievers. We still act like unbelievers. So do you know what you are doing? You are empowering your family. Look, the devil has just been laughing at us. The devil is not doing anything so much. Oh. He is not doing anything so much. I'm telling you. He's only using little things to settle us for less. Yes. Don't boast that I am from this family. My father is this. Look, boast in Christ. Belong to the family. Belong to your tribe. Visit them. Easter time. Go to their meeting. Visit them. I'm not saying that detach yourself, but understand that you are carrying a new foundation, and your new foundation in Christ must speak for you. In Jesus' mighty name, enjoy a fruitful day. Enjoy a blessed day. Please, share your testimonies. Share the way you feel. Share what the Holy Spirit is telling you to encourage us, and also, yes, because this thing, it is bringing result. You have a testimony today. You have a testimony this week.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, I declare you forever blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And when the roll is called among those who have testimony, your name and my name shall be. And I see something good happening to somebody. It is happening to you. And it, even though 2023 is our year, it is my
Thank
year.
Thank you for listening God to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.